Hey guys, it looks like I lost an episode that I just tried to finish and post and it just got deleted, so I don't know what happened there. But, so what I was saying was Bruno had the RNS surgery in the beginning of the new year, and so far we're doing well. We're going to the doctor on Tuesday to go over the plan for starting the device as well as taking out the staples, so that should be very interesting. On other fronts, work has been pretty busy, making money with my day-to-day job and doing stuff with Hero for Epileptics where we can, like we're doing with the podcast right now, just updating you guys on a lot of different things. And we are also looking at some property for investing in our future because, you know, we're at the age where it's the perfect time to now put money into something so that, you know, we are in a better place when we retire, and that's what we're doing right now. So that's all very interesting stuff, and we are very happy that things are moving in a good direction, and I just wanted to let you guys know that. I apologize about where the 20-minute podcast I just went was, but I will try to recover that, and it had a lot more information in it. But right now this is good for the time being and we are doing well, so I'm going to keep everyone updated and just please be patient, and I look forward to also hearing from everyone else and how you're dealing with your, you know, conditions, disease, illness, whatever you're battling, or if you're just enjoying the podcast. We appreciate it, and we hope to have an even better 2020 with lots of health. And, you know, hopefully this device will help Bruno with his seizures and calm down the electricity and all the effects that it does have on him and other people as well that do have the device. And hopefully whatever they find, it could help other people in the future to learn more about how the device is working. And also, being that my husband, the founder, has an extreme case of epilepsy, that they can maybe uncover some kind of better treatments and also help for other people like him, and, you know, even people that are worse off than him that might have more extreme cases. So we look forward to, you know, seeing where everything goes, and we look forward to this year being great for us and for everyone else. And our condolences to Kobe Bryant's family. It's a pretty big tragedy that occurred today. I was just reading about the stats that, you know, that LeBron James beat some of his stats, and Kobe Bryant was happy for him. And then literally in a half an hour later, I saw the post on the news stations about his passing, and then later on about his daughter as well. So lots of prayers to his family and friends and loved ones, and it's very sad and very tragic, and we hope that they, you know, can move on and carry on and just keep him in their memory and keep his legacy alive. Thank you very much.